Nichols, Henry. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 24, 1903. Dear Brother Henry Nichols, we were pleasantly surprised to hear that you and your family are so much nearer to us than when you lived on the Nichols estate. I wanted to talk with the friends who came from the place where you are now living. I asked that arrangements be made for them to visit me, but for some reason this was not brought about. I want you to write to me and tell me about yourself. I understand that you are again keeping the Sabbath. I have not lost my interest in you, but I thought that you had lost all interest in those who once knew you so well. I have not ceased to pray for you. Will you not write to me at once and tell me all about yourself and your family? I should be so pleased to meet you again. I have thought much of our first acquaintance when your father acted a father's part to me. What happy times we had together in the Nichols mansion. How many times I have wanted the little leaflet of hymns from which we used to sing. If you have it, keep it carefully, and sometime we will republish it. I will send you copies of letters that I have written to others. The sketch of our doings may not be uninteresting to you. My life has been a very busy one. It has been a life of continuous labor. I have been enabled to do something for the Master. We find many opportunities for missionary work among the people around us. For some time, some of the members of the church here have been going to the Veterans Home at Yountville, about 9 miles from St. Helena, every other Sabbath, and holding a song service for those of the soldiers who care to listen. Sometimes a short talk is given on some Bible subject. I have not been to the home yet, but I expect to go soon. These meetings open a wonderful field for missionary effort. The soldiers are given our books and papers to read, and some are becoming interested. There, workers met in the home Stephen Tracy, who once lived in Brunswick, Maine. He had met with an accident and had broken his leg, which had to be amputated. He made himself known to the members of my family who were at the meeting. I shall ask him to pay us a visit. Elder Irwin, who 2 years ago was the president of our general conference and who has since been sent to Australia, returned to America a few months ago to attend a recent session of the general conference. He came to see us and while here attended the meeting at the Veterans Home. He served in the war himself and at Yountville met a soldier with whom he had many times stood side by side in battle. Those in charge of the institution say that the soldiers take more interest in the song service than in any other of the religious meetings held for them. They are highly pleased with the efforts made by our people and say that they would like meeting every Sabbath. These men are to be labored for. I know that the Lord has not forgotten them. They have souls to save, and we must improve every opportunity to work for them. In closing, I would say that I am so glad that the Lord has brought you near to Himself again. I am so glad that you are once more able to sing, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. We do not want to lose one who had a part in the work done just after the passing of the time in 1844. We need their experience.